Okay, so you know that feeling, right? Like
Yeah.
when your to-do list is a mile long and you just want to crawl under your desk.
Yeah.
Well, we're diving into something that might help with that today. We're looking at the Pomodoro technique.
Nice.
Think of it as a life hack for your brain.
I like it.
You game?
I am.
By the end of this, you'll have an action plan to tackle even the most daunting tasks.
The beauty of this technique is its simplicity. Really, it plays on our natural tendencies instead of fighting them. You know, traditional time management can actually be a recipe for burnout. We try to force focus for hours on end and then wonder why we hit a wall.
Yeah, it's like sprinting a marathon. So
Exactly.
how does this Pomodoro thing actually work?
Okay, so imagine interval training, but for your brain, short bursts of focused work, followed by strategic breaks. The standard is 25 minutes of deep work. That's one Pomodoro, and then a little 5-minute break after 4 rounds. You take a longer break, say 15 or 20 minutes.
And what's so magical about these breaks? I'm all for more coffee breaks, but does it really boost productivity?
It's more than just a coffee run. Think of it as a way to prevent mental fatigue. Those short breaks allow your brain to process information and make new connections. It's like hitting the reset button so you can come back sharper.
I'm intrigued. I tried this Pomodoro thing when I was facing a deadline mountain a while back, and I was skeptical at first, but I have to admit something clicked. Instead of dreading the work, I felt this sense of accomplishment with each completed Pomodoro.
It's like turning a marathon into a series of sprints. You're breaking down these seemingly impossible tasks into manageable chunks.
That feeling of I did that after each Pomodoro kept me going, it was way less overwhelming. So how do we set ourselves up for Pomodoro success? Do I need a fancy app or something?
No need for fancy apps, though they can be helpful. The key is to have a timer, a distraction list, and a workspace that actually promotes focus.
I get the timer part, but what's this distraction list? Is that where I confess to online shopping during work hours?
Not quite. It's for those thoughts that pop up and derail your focus. Instead of getting swept away by them, just jot them down in your list and address them later. This way, you acknowledge the thought without letting it hijack your Pomodoro.
Ooh, that's smart.
Yeah.
It's like giving those distractions a timeout corner.
Exactly.
What about the workspace? I know I work better when my desk is in a disaster zone,
Right.
but is there more to it?
There's more to it than just tidiness. Think about colors, lighting, even scents.
Really?
Did you know cool colors like blue and green can actually promote focus? And warm colors like yellow and orange can spark creativity.
Wait, seriously, so I could be sabotaging myself with my bright pink office decor?
Maybe not sabotaging, but there's real science behind it. Natural light is also a productivity booster, and even scents like peppermint or citrus can sharpen focus.
Okay, mind blown. So it's not just about having a clean desk, it's about creating a whole sensory experience for your brain.
Exactly. You're setting the stage for focus and productivity.
All right, so we've got the basics and the ideal setup. But let's be real. Sometimes life throws curveballs. How do we handle interruptions? Those tasks we just dread and the ever-present mind wandering.
Those are all very real challenges. Even with the best intentions, distractions happen. But the Pomodoro technique equips you with strategies to navigate those hurdles.
Okay, so let's break it down, starting with interruptions. How do we politely tell people, hey, I'm in my Pomodoro zone. Talk to me later.
Communication is key. Let people know you're in a focused work session and can't be disturbed unless it's truly urgent. Headphones can be a great visual cue.
Yeah, that's a good one. What about those tasks that feel like climbing Mount Everest? I'm talking about the ones we put off until the last minute. Any advice on tackling those with Pomodoros?
Here's the trick. Break down that Everest into base camps. Instead of looking at the whole daunting task, focus on a single step you can accomplish in one Pomodoro. It makes the climb feel less intimidating.
I like that. It's like tricking your brain into thinking, okay, 25 minutes, I can handle that. And hopefully, once you get going, the momentum keeps you climbing. What about when my mind decides to take a vacation to the Bahamas when it should be focusing on a spreadsheet?
Ah, the wandering mind. We've all been there. The key is to recognize it without judgment and gently redirect your attention back to the task at hand.
Gotcha.
Jot down the thought on your distraction list.
Right.
So you can address it later.
So it's all about training our brains to stay present, kind of like mindfulness meditation, but for productivity.
Exactly. And those breaks we talked about.
Yeah.
They're crucial for taming the wandering mind.
Oh, okay.
And preventing burnout.
Okay, let's talk break strategies. It's tempting to just scroll through social media. Right.
But is that really the best way to recharge?
There are more effective ways to maximize those precious minutes.
Okay.
Movement is key.
Okay.
Even a quick walk or a few stretches
can
do wonders for your focus and energy levels.
It's like hitting the reset button on your brain and body, right?
Yes.
Getting that blood flowing.
And nature is incredibly restorative.
Yeah.
If you can step outside, even for a few minutes, studies show it can significantly reduce stress and boost cognitive function.
Soaking up some vitamin D and fresh air sounds way better than endlessly scrolling anyway.
Definitely.
What if we're stuck inside?
Try listening to calming music or nature sounds.
Okay.
There's a lot of research on how specific types of music can help us relax and focus.
I'm a big fan of ambient soundscapes. They really help me create a sense of calm and focus.
Or engage in something that nourishes your mind and soul.
Okay.
Read a book, listen to a podcast, meditate. Even a quick chat with a colleague can be rejuvenating.
Right. It's all about finding what helps you detach from the work and come back refreshed. Exactly.
Now let's zoom back into those 25-minute work sessions.
Okay.
Any tips on making the most of each Pomodoro?
Minimize distractions. Turn off notifications. Silence your phone. Close unnecessary tabs. Create that mental fortress of focus you mentioned earlier.
Love that imagery. So we've got our fortress. Our distraction list is on standby. What else?
Set a clear intention for each Pomodoro.
Okay.
Before starting the timer, ask yourself, what's the one thing I want to accomplish in these 25 minutes?
It's like setting a mini goal, right? Having that clear objective helps me avoid getting sidetracked.
Absolutely.
But what happens when a task requires more than one Pomodoro? Sometimes I get in the flow.
Right.
And the last thing I want to do is stop.
It's fine to extend your Pomodoro if you're in the zone.
Okay.
The technique should be a tool, not a tyrant.
Right.
Just be mindful of your energy levels.
Okay.
And take a break when you feel your focus waning.
So it's all about finding that sweet spot between pushing forward and knowing when to pause and recharge.
Exactly. And that brings us to a crucial aspect of the Pomodoro technique that's often overlooked.
Okay.
It's not just about getting things done.
Uh-huh.
It's about changing your relationship with work and time.
I can relate to that. Before Pomodoro, my to-do list felt like a giant weight on my shoulders.
Yeah.
But now I actually find myself enjoying the process of working.
That's great.
It's like a series of mini challenges. I can conquer one Pomodoro at a time.
You've tapped into the power of small wins.
Yeah.
Each completed Pomodoro reinforces that sense of accomplishment, creating positive momentum.
And that reduced stress has spilled over into other parts of my life, too. I'm more patient, more present, and I even have more energy for the things I love outside of work. So it's not just a work hack, it's a life hack.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We often underestimate the ripple effect of our productivity habits on our overall well-being.
Now, we've been focusing on the individual benefits, but I'm curious, how does the Pomodoro technique play out in a team setting?
That's a question I'm particularly fascinated by. There's growing evidence that the Pomodoro technique can be a game changer for team productivity and collaboration.
Really? I hadn't thought about it that way. Tell me more.
Imagine a team working in synchronized Pomodoros.
Got it.
It creates a shared rhythm and focus.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's on the same page, moving together towards a common goal.
It's like a synchronized swimming routine for productivity. I love it.
And those regular breaks become built-in collaboration time.
Oh, okay.
Team members can connect, share ideas, and troubleshoot challenges more effectively.
So it's not just about individual efficiency. It's about creating a more cohesive and productive team dynamic.
Exactly. And think about project management.
Yeah.
By breaking down work into Pomodoro-sized chunks, teams can track progress more easily, identify potential roadblocks, and adjust their approach as needed.
It's like having a built-in system for accountability and transparency. No more wondering who's doing what and when.
Precisely. And when teams are able to work more efficiently and effectively, stress levels decrease and morale improves.
Okay, I'm convinced Pomodoro power for teams. I love that this technique can be applied on so many levels. It's like a universal productivity booster shot.
And I think we're just scratching the surface of its potential.
Yeah.
As more people embrace this method, we'll see even more creative and innovative applications emerge.
It's amazing to think how something as simple as the Pomodoro technique can have such a profound impact on our work, our teams, and even our overall well-being.
Yeah, you know, it really challenges our assumptions about productivity. You know, we're conditioned to think we need to be on all the time to achieve maximum output.
Right, like productivity is a sprint, not a marathon.
But the Pomodoro technique flips that idea on its head. It teaches us that by working with our natural rhythms of focus and rest, we actually unlock greater potential. It's like we're training our brains for sustained productivity, just like a marathon runner trains for endurance.
So it's not about pushing ourselves to the point of burnout. It's about finding a sustainable rhythm that allows us to thrive.
And just like with any training program, consistency is key. The more you practice the Pomodoro technique, the more you strengthen those neural pathways for focus and concentration.
So it's about building positive habits that support long-term productivity, not just a quick fix for when we're feeling overwhelmed.
Exactly. And those positive habits can have a ripple effect throughout our lives. When we manage our time and energy effectively, we create space for the things that truly matter: our relationships, our passions, our health, and our happiness.
It's about reclaiming our time and using it intentionally to live a more fulfilling life.
Well said. And I think that's what makes the Pomodoro technique so inspiring. It's a tool for empowerment. It helps us break free from the tyranny of the to-do list and take control of our time and our lives.
You know, as we've been talking, I keep thinking about how the principles of the Pomodoro technique could be applied to other areas of our lives, beyond just work. What about Pomodoros for creativity or for learning a new skill?
That's a fascinating idea. Imagine setting aside dedicated Pomodoros for brainstorming, for practicing a musical instrument, or for learning a new language.
Or even for self-care. We could have Pomodoros for meditation journaling or simply being present and enjoying a quiet moment.
It's all about being intentional with our time and energy, and recognizing that even short bursts of focused effort can lead to significant progress over time.
The possibilities are endless. It's like the Pomodoro technique unlocks a whole new way of thinking about how we approach any goal or challenge.
And I think that's a perfect note to wrap up our deep dive. The Pomodoro technique is more than just a time management method. It's a mindset shift. It's a way of reclaiming our time, our focus, and ultimately our lives.
Beautifully said. So to our listeners, we encourage you to experiment with the Pomodoro technique. Find what works for you and discover the power of focused action and intentional rest.
Remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about progress. Embrace the journey. Enjoy the process. And watch as you unlock your full potential one Pomodoro at a time.
Until next time, happy Pomodoroing.